Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, May 23, 2021 is Western Chalukya Literature in Kannada. A large body of Western Chalukya literature in the Kannada language was produced during the reign of the Western Chalukya Empire, 973 to 1200 CE, in what is now southern India. This dynasty, which ruled most of the Western Deccan in South India, is sometimes called the Kalyani Chalukya dynasty after its royal capital at Kalyani, now Basavakalyan, and sometimes called the later Chalukya dynasty for its theoretical relationship to the 6th century Chalukya dynasty of Badami. For a brief period, 1162 to 1183, the Kaleshwaris of Kalyani, a dynasty of kings who had earlier migrated to the Karnataka region from central India and served as vassals for several generations, exploited the growing weakness of their overlords and annexed the Kalyani. Around 1183, the last Chalukya scion, Sumshvara IV, overthrew the Kaleshwaris to regain control of the royal city. But his efforts were in vain, as other prominent Chalukya vassals in the Deccan, the Hoysalas, the Kakatiyas and the Sunas, destroyed the remnants of the Chalukya power. Kannada literature from this period is usually categorized into the linguistic phase called Old Kannada. It constituted the bulk of the Chalukya court's textual production and pertained mostly to writings relating to the socio-religious development of the Jain faith. The earliest well-known writers belonging to the Shaiva faith are also from this period. Under the patronage of Kaleshwari King Bijala II, whose prime minister was the well-known Kannada poet and social reformer Basavanna, a native form of poetic literature called Vaikana literature, lit utterance, saying or sentence, proliferated. The beginnings of the Vaikana poetic tradition in the Kannada-speaking region trace back to the early 11th century. Kannada literature written in the Champu meter, composed of prose and verse, was popularized by the Chalukyan court poets. However, with the advent of the Rashaiva, lit, brave devotees of the god Shiva, religious movement in the mid-12th century, poets favored the native tripadi, three-line verse composed of 11 ganas or prasadic units, hajugaba, song poem, and free verse meters for their poems. Important literary contributions in Kannada were made not only by court poets, noblemen, royalty, ascetics and saints who wrote in the marga, mainstream, style, but also by commoners and artisans, including cobblers, weavers, cowherds and shepherds who wrote in the desi, folk, style. These Vaikana poets, called Vaikanakaras, revolutionized Kannada literature, rejecting traditional themes that eulogized kings and noblemen, and writing didactic poems that were closer to the spoken and sung form of the language. In addition to hundreds of male poets, over 30 female poets have been recorded, some of whom wrote along with their husbands. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 042 UTC on Sunday, May 23, 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Western Chalukya Literature in Kannada. This podcast is produced by Abulsmay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abulsmay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ivy Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.